Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a show I like to call Foxtrot, where I play things that I think are good and or interesting. And what I just played that I thought was good and or interesting was Hangover Song by Tony Molina. This guy makes fun little, I don't know, it's like musical vignettes is the wrong word, because it's not like they're like these miniature little stories, but I mean, he writes a lot of these miniatures, I guess is the right thing to call it. I mean, that song was like a minute long, and they're just like fun little pop fun little pop songs, quasi little, like on the Midwest emo side, I think you could say. I shouldn't have laughed like that. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, anyway, we got a fun show for today. I'm excited to play the music I have lined up. I think it's pretty good. I hope you all think the same. I got a lot of tunes to get through, so I'm gonna try to breeze through them. So yeah, let's get started. Here is Friendship. Okay.
Sometimes silence, sometimes a friend gives me a little guidance. Mark's got nothing but garbage movies, so I drive out to see you in Jersey. You asked if I'd been crying lately. I said, how can you tell? You said, I'm clairvoyant, baby. We walked to the park, far as the station. Now we're walking back with a few more realizations. I'm still scanning the path, searching for clues, something to substantiate our passing through. I'm probably still gonna wallow as I'm crossing the width. How come we never had? How come life was a bitch? Are you coming for me, morning? I don't know if I can face you, but others have before me, so maybe I can too. You asked if I'd been crying lately. I said, how can you tell? You said, I'm clairvoyant, baby. It's kind of scary how you know what's going on in my world, but you helped me to see my life. You set one hell of an example. How do you always seem to know the details of my world? Beyond me, but shoot, I'm grateful.
all good things must die. Maybe that's intense, but they'll still end. Resurrect how you feel, but I don't want to change you, to send you on your way. You averted. I understand this may feel different. Life moves past like a rainstorm, and then the thunder claps, and you pack up all your first I'm scared, but then we leave, but I'm not free. The two of us trapped in song. The train moves fast, but I'll hop on at the next stop.
And I'm back. We just listened to Little Worlds by Eli Joseph. Right before that, we listened to Living in the Age of Loneliness by The Slingers. And just before that, we listened to Clairvoyant by Friendship. Friendship's pretty cool. The band. Well, and the concept. I guess the concept's pretty cool as well. But specifically the band. I've been dabbling in their stuff only because they were suggested as a recommended artist for people who liked MJ Lenderman. And you know what? The algorithm got me there. The algorithm was correct, because that is a good song. It's quaint. People who know me know that I enjoy twang in this song, and the band in general has that kind of twang. So, yeah, shout out Clairvoyant by Friendship. And then next, we listen to Living in the Age of Loneliness by The Slingers. This is an Australian band who apparently, according to their bio, I guess occupied the Melbourne underground scene. Not like the sewers, I assume. A sewerm. That was good. I don't have a ton to say about this song besides that it's just like kind of fun. I guess I'm learning as I'm talking right now that my observations tonight are not going to be astute. And you know what? That is going to be something that all of us as a Foxtrot community are going to work through together. And that's okay. But yeah, Living in the Age of Loneliness, you know, cool instrumental there. Fun little build up. I don't know. It's like, yeah, I could nod my head to this. And you know what? I was. My head was bobbing up and down. Not side to side, only up and down. And yeah, good song. Finally, Little Worlds by Eli Joseph. It was a pleasure. A pleasure to play this song. Eli Joseph is a guy, is an artist from San Marcos, Texas, who, when I was like a junior in high school, so I guess that's like 4 years ago, maybe three, I don't know. I like randomly befriended online because he had a song that I liked when I was a junior in high school, when he was like 19 and I was like 16. And long story short, I was like in a group chat with him. And then every so often, like, I'm on his close friend story on Instagram still, which is nice. We follow each other on Twitter. It's great. Occasionally we interact. But this song comes off of his newest album and his final album, under the Eli Joseph name at the very least. But his newest album, which is self-titled, the album is called Eli Joseph. And this song, for me, was a standout. Like, of course it helps that, like, I kind of know the guy, and of course I want to support his music, but also the song just rules. Like, I feel like I'm saying that in a very objective sense. You know, this album is very, it's got a level of twang that his earlier stuff didn't, and I'm enjoying the twang. I'm enjoying it a lot, because as I said 2 minutes ago, I'm into twang these days. And, I don't know, the song, like, scratches that itch for me. Love the piano, the instrumentals again. Kind of divine, kind of just, in my vocabulary is saying enchanting, and that's definitely not what I mean. Cozy, maybe, inviting is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. It's a great song. Check out the album. Check out the Eli Joseph self-titled. Check out everything he's got going on. Yeah, it's some good stuff. Okay, I'm going to play some more music. Here is Being Dead. I'll be back in a little bit. Okay, goodbye.
They're playing in Central Park.
Stay.
And I'm back. We just listened to Electric Fish by Ana Franco Eléctrico. Right before that, we listened to Waiting for October by Polaris. And right before that, we listened to, what is it called? The Great American Picnic by Being Dead. I heard that Being Dead song, that's the name of the group, while I was walking through the Joyce Cummings Center, specifically on the stairs for some reason. And I don't know. It has like a kind of like a, like, obviously it's not a cappella because there are instruments, but it definitely has a weird a cappella, almost show choir vibe. And I'm only saying that because I think the vocal arrangements are like unique, not even unique, but they're like kind of have that vibe. Okay, I feel like I'm bashing on the song. I enjoy the song. That's why I played it. I'm trying to comment on what I think. I don't know who I'm arguing against. Yeah, it's like a fun song. I don't know. Like, I don't, it's interesting. Like, I play things that are good and or interesting, and I just called the song both. I'm on brand today. Shout out Foxtrot. We are up. I'm pretty tired today. I'm pretty discombobulated. But yeah, fun song. I don't have anything unique to say about it. I do have something to say about Waiting for October by Polaris. I've been meaning to play this on my show for like months. It's okay. On the surface, it sounds like a quaint little 90s, early 2000s, like basic, like indie pop rock song. And it is that. Like, it's a fun little pop rock song. I have no issue with it. It's cool. But the origin of this song is that it comes from like a Nickelodeon show. This whole band Polaris was only made to make the soundtrack for the Nickelodeon show, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, which was before my time. I never heard before I like looked into this song / album. But yeah, this is just like a song / the entire like existence of this band was like to make songs for this kids show, which according to Wikipedia is very highly reviewed among, I guess, kids show reviewers. I don't know. But like it's kind of allegedly, also according to Wikipedia, the album is kind of like a cult classic. I guess like people kind of found it like all these years later and were like, oh, this is like fun. And you know what? I'm on that bandwagon. It is fun. It's a blast. That song is like cool. I don't think I totally recognized that there was a bomb drop or what sounds like it at the end of the song, but that's fun. And yeah, like quaint little pop rock song. And is that so wrong? No, you can quote me on that. Listening to a fun little pop rock song that has a late 90s, early 2000s flair is perfectly acceptable in my book. Okay, Electric Fish by Ana Franco Eléctrico. Giving another shout out to my girlfriend Maddie for showing me this song. It's just like a jam. Like with the I think it's a saxophone makes an appearance. Some sort of instrument that is cool. Just like at a groove. It's a groove, I think is a better word to say. I'm grooving when I hear this song. Also, there's one point where I feel like she's going to say, I drink milk, and she never does, but that's a lyric that I always expect to happen and I'm anticipating, and then she doesn't say that. That's like my favorite part of the song. But you know what is not a laughing matter? Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, but it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message has been brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. That's right, everyone. It's flu season. Wash your hands. It's cold season. Make sure you're sneezing into your elbow at the very least. That's right. Keeping the Medford-Somerville area safe. Okay. I got passionate. I'm going to play more music. Here's Angel Olsen.
To go, thought I'd been through this all night.
is my day a driving line? A driving line. Think of things I'd be with time to kill and just a lot of money. Time to kill and just a lot of money. Up, I think of friends of mine now, 35. And if you need to hear myself, I drive a line. I drive a line. Think of things I'd be. The time to kill and just a lot of money. The time to kill and just a lot of money. Changes falling through the Pleiades straight into a cloud, wishing all the stars could save me, and I feel strange, like I shouldn't be here. Let me know. Me if I could change, then I wouldn't be here. Oh, nothing's gonna change, believe me. So don't leave me on. This is what the birds must have been squawking about right before the dream was ending. Time to stop pretending that I could change and I wouldn't be here. Oh, when did all the gods deceive me? I should change.
Okay, I don't have time to dive into all of these because I want to play everything that I have on the queue. But we just listened to Nothing Changes by MGMT. That's off their newest album, Lots of Life. Please listen to this album. It's kind of incredible. Shout out MGMT. They're still kicking. Before that, we listened to I Drive a Lot by Starflyer59, which answers the question, can a Christian band be into shoegaze, which I've tweeted, follow at Noah Dion on Twitter. And the answer is yes. I don't think they're technically a Christian band, but they've described themselves as Christians who are in a band. And then Never Be Mine by Angel Olsen. Shout out Angel Olsen. I love you. Please yodel again. Okay. Gonna play some more music. Goodbye.
My heart's in the ascent, come and hit, oh come then. Like a long ago Sunday, when I walk through the alley on the coldest morning to a church house just to shovel some snow. I heard sirens on the train tracks, how naked getting new. And out to bars being hit by a local commuter, just from walking with his back turned to the train. It was coming so slow. You can gaze at the moon, get mad, get madder. Throw your hands in the air, see what does it matter. But it don't do no good to get angry, so help me, I know. For a heart stained anger grows weak and grows bitter. Watch yourself sit there wrapped up in the trap of your very own chain of sorrow. I've been brought down to zero, pulled out and put back there. Sat on the park bench, kissed the girl with the black hair, and my head shouted down to my heart, you better look out below. Hey, it ain't such a long drop. Don't stammer, don't stutter. From the diamonds in the sidewalk to the dirty in the gutter. And you carry those bruises to remind you wherever you go. You can gaze at the misery, get mad and get madder. Throw your hands in the air, saying what does it matter. But it don't do no good to get angry, so help me, I know. For a heart stained anger grows weak and grows bitter. You become your own prisoner as you watch yourself sit there wrapped up in the trap of your very own shame and sorrow. knew she'd go crazy, but not that soon. Well, she doesn't feel lonely, but she just assumes. Try, man, shot to the moon. I read a paper back and I wanna come home soon. I'm shot to the moon.
Okay, we just listened to Space Travel is Boring by Sun Kil Moon, and just before that, we listened to Bruised Orange parentheses Chain of Sorrow by Justin Verner, a.k.a. Bon Iver. Again, shout out to my girlfriend, Maddie, for showing me the first song. And the second song is just a lot of fun. Sun Kil Moon, I love the strings in it. It's awesome. It's sick. It rules. It's cool. It's great. It's fabulous. Fantastic. Phenomenal. Well, that's all I got. Well, I have one more song. We're not going to finish it, but that's fine. Thank you again for listening to Foxtrot. If you like what you heard, if you like my overall vibe, timbre, tone, timber, whatever, I'm here every week, Tuesday nights, Wednesday morning, midnight. Join me if you would like. This is Noah, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WFM, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm going to close that with Wild Motion by Drug Dealer and Dougie Pool, and I will see you all next week. Okay, goodbye.
But you